I'm Monty Brule, and welcome to this week's Start It Up. Our show today is a take on the classic existential dilemma. If a tree falls in the woods and no one is there to hear it, does it make a noise? Well, if you open a restaurant, a barbershop, or even a tech company, and you don't let anybody know about it, do you really matter? Do you really exist? Will people find you? Well, today we're going to talk about the power of social media, and we're going to talk to two experts, Ashley Danford of Whiskey Women and Megan O'Day, who is a social media consultant. I know that today's show is going to matter because I know you're out there listening, and we're going to make some noise. I'm Monty Brule. This is Start It Up. Ashley, Megan, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're going to talk about social media today, particularly how small businesses can use social media. Now, Megan, I know that you work with a lot of different clients. What typically do you start off telling your clients about the benefits of social media?
The main thing is that you can really adjust it to whatever your company needs, to your budget, and really tailor it closely to your audience. It's a really nice, flexible, one-size-fits-all approach, and it can be as little or as much as you need.
Are your clients surprised at how effective social media can be?
They are. I think they're often used to dealing with more traditional marketing techniques like billboards or print ads, and I think they're surprised by how personal social media is and the level of connection it gives them with their customers. I think that they're also surprised by just how much it puts them in their customers' daily lives. I mean, you're always in your customer's purse or their pocket on their smartphone. You're there right before they go to bed and they're checking their email. I mean, it means that you're always there for your client.
Now, Ashley, you have used social media to grow Whiskey Women. Can you tell us a little bit about Whiskey Women and how you have marketed that?
So the Whiskey Women exist to connect women, to whiskey, maybe their new favorite whiskey, to their new favorite cocktail, to other ladies at events, to stories, just to things that they might find interesting to allow them to be more empowered either in drinking whiskey or just going out there and defeating the world and being confident. And whiskey's just a really great thing to rally women around. I just now started doing it more full time. You know, in the past, I've gotten contacts from Woodford Reserve. They wanted me to do some events for them. And then Jack Daniels has reached out to me. And then I get press kits from, you know, all over to review whiskey. So I definitely think there's a need for it. It's just somebody needs to do it. So I'm going to be doing it.
Now, have they found you through social media or have you reached out to them? How exactly did you make the connection?
Yeah, most of it is probably social media or just Googling Whiskey Women, because my website is The Whiskey Women. I have some pretty good SEO with that. So I would imagine most of it is through social media and just discovery.
Now, you mentioned SEO, and by that you mean search engine optimization.
Yes.
Now, Megan, what are the major components of social media?
So the way that social media fits in with search engine optimization is, all search engine optimization is a long fancy phrase for helping Google find you. And Google has this ever-changing algorithm that they use to help you find the websites that you really want when you type in any string of search terms. It used to be that search engines, the algorithm was programmed to look for a lot of keywords. So if we were looking up the whiskey, women, scotch, the joke used to be a search engine optimization specialist walks into a bar, a pub, a tavern, a dive bar, a booze hall. And so it's just this long string of keywords, anything that could help the searcher find the websites they were looking for. Now the algorithm has changed. Google has been working really hard, and it's a closely guarded secret what's actually in the algorithm, but they've been working very hard to adjust it to function more how people really think about their questions. So tailored now to good content, and they've come up with new ways to define good content to mean things that don't just have a ton of keywords, but that have these sort of, they're called long tail search terms. So something that you might type in, like, not just Chattanooga tuxedos, but where can I rent a tuxedo in Chattanooga, Tennessee? The algorithm is written to approach the real way that humans phrase questions and the kind of rich content they're looking for that will really answer their questions and that's high quality. So the way that factors into social media, to attract search engines, there's a lot of things you can do, like having a blog on your website, having an FAQ, all of these pages that'll have that content and keywords that querents are searching for. And social media is a way for you to push out those blogs and website pages and other content so that they reach more people and you really maximize your investment on that web content.
So if I am a lawyer or a cobbler or a baker and I'm opening my own business and I want to market effectively, I don't know anything about social media. What's the first thing that I need to do?
The first thing you need to do is set up profiles. Not all social media platforms are created equally. Depending on your business, Facebook might be better for your type of business, or Twitter might be better. It depends on the age of your demographic and a bunch of other factors. Then it's really a matter of identifying what your customers want to know, what their needs are, what questions they have, and how you can make their lives better. It's not really about selling your product on social media. It's about making friends. It's like being at a cocktail party. If you only talk about yourself, nobody's going to want to hang out with you. They're going to go to the punch bowl and leave you alone. They're going to go find Ashley and have some of her whiskey. But if you talk to your customers about themselves, you find out what their concerns are, what their needs are, you make them feel like it's all about them, then you're going to make some really long-lasting connections that will eventually turn into sales.
Now, Megan, you mentioned that it's really important for businesses to promote others on social media. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean with that?
So one thing that I try to do for a lot of the accounts that I run is just to bring up their friends and celebrate what their associates or their clients have accomplished, or things that are going on in the community. So for Startup Week Chattanooga, for example, that was a community-wide effort to celebrate the startup community and the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Chattanooga. And that definitely had a distinct brand and its distinct goals. But also so much of that was about bringing up things that were happening with CoLab and with the Unicorn Institute and all of these really amazing companies. Startup Week Chattanooga built its brand by being a cheerleader for all of these other brands in town. And so most of the content that it posted, sure, there was stuff about events and what was going on with this week-long bunch of programming, but it was also about just admiring how far all of these startups in Chattanooga have come and all of the great things that they've done that year.
We're all at Twitter talking about social media with Megan O'Day and Ashley Danford. Back after the break, I'm Monty Brule, and you're listening to Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at Start It Up Guru. Visit our website, startitup.guru, for more information.
Support comes from HR Business Solutions. For more than 10 years, Lynn Talbot and her team of QuickBooks Pro Advisors have helped new business owners set up all phases of their bookkeeping systems. Located in the Business Development Center, HR Business Solutions provides financial advice as well as bookkeeping management for startups and small businesses. Learn more at HRBizSolutions.com.
You've talked a little bit about blogging. It seems that everyone has a blog. Can you explain to our listeners exactly what is a blog and how can it be helpful from a business standpoint?
Yeah, so a blog is basically a place where you can go and expound upon your thoughts. So on social media, a lot of times, if you really want to talk about, you mentioned cobbling shoes, I'm guessing.
Right,
that's what
exactly.
You meant. If you wanted to really hit on a certain aspect, like maybe why it's important to refinish the under the sole of your shoe or something like that. You could post on social media like, hey, it's really important to resole the inside of your shoe. Click here to find out why. And then, you know, it'll take you to that blog part where you can explain it in more detail. So social media, like Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram, you really only have like 3 seconds to catch your customer's intention. In those 3 seconds, you want to catch it enough where they'll click on that link and take it to your blog or your website where you can really get into the meat of why it's important. So you really want to, first, before you do those type of things, though, you really want to give your customers value to keep following you. And that in itself is kind of value. Like, this is why it's important to do it. And then you'd ask, and, you know, we're having a discount on inside and cobbling the inside of the shoe. Get 10% off or 20% off if you've seen this post. So it's just it's a more in-depth way to explain to your customer things that you want them to know and to connect with them a little bit more, which I think social media is all about. It's all about connecting with your customer and evoking some kind of feeling within them of, you know, maybe humor, or they become really happy, or they learn something. Maybe it's nostalgia. You really want to evoke a type of feeling within them that makes them connect to you and your brand more.
You talked about connection. How often should you try to connect with your audience, with your customers, with your prospective customers? Do you post to Twitter? You know, do you tweet every day? Do you post to Facebook, you know, weekly? You know, how much is too much and how much is not enough?
It really depends, of course, on who your clientele is, when they're online, and sort of the nature of your posts. If it's the type of posts that are, you know, helpful, content-based, answering customers' questions, that are funny, that aren't cute cat pictures that your customers are going to like, it's easy to post those more often without it feeling like fatigue. Where your customers get worn out is when it's always me, me, me. This is our sale. This is our discount. This is why we're better than the other guy. Those are things that feel more intrusive or that will build up customer fatigue. It also depends so much on the platform. Every platform has a different shelf life for posts. For Facebook, the average post is only good for about 2 hours, but you don't want to post every 2 hours because that's going to be pretty annoying. On Twitter, it's a constant feed. It really is this stream of consciousness from all of these users that you follow. So there it's acceptable to post more often, and you should post more often just because the tweet only has a brief shelf life. Instagram, Snapchat, all of these others, that also really depends, and that could get really granular. But basically, just doing a little homework, there's a lot of research out there on what's ideal. And so just spending maybe half an hour looking those things up, you'll really quickly hit that sweet spot of how often to post.
A lot of business people think that because they use email, they don't need any other kind of social media. I've had people say, well, you know, I send out an email blast to my customers and I haven't gotten the response that I really wanted, but email is free. And what would you say to that individual?
It's a really good question. Email's a really great way to connect with people, you know, if you're lucky enough to have them click the open button, which is really hard. A lot of people these days look through their email. I do it all the time. And they go, oh, check the boxes and delete them, unless there's something that really sparks their eye with that subject header. With social media, if you have them commit to liking your page or following you on Instagram or following you on Twitter, they will see your content. You know, there's not that extra barrier to get people to click on your content. So it may only be for 3 seconds, but if the content's good enough and it catches their eye, they will see it. Whereas with email, it's a lot harder to get people to click on that email subject because people have so much email that they're just not wanting to really dig into the things that aren't as important.
Yeah, I find that a lot of the time email is something that people avoid or they put off or they'll only check it at certain times of day. And it feels like a chore, but social media, that's what they're on in the grocery line. Mm-hmm. That's what they're on in the bathroom. That's what they're doing in between sips of martinis out with friends. It's something that they're seeking out and that they're using to fill their time. And all you have to do is be there when they check Facebook. That's all you have to do is show up. Whereas with email, it really does feel like you're not part of the fun part of their day. You're part of the business part of their day. And you want to be there for the party.
Absolutely. How much time should the average business owner devote to social media?
You can get a lot done in just an hour or two a week. As long as you can schedule your posts, there's a lot of tools for that, so that doesn't have to take very long. And then you just check in every day to make sure that nothing's gone horribly wrong, nobody's insulting you or posting profanities to your wall, that nobody has an urgent question that you need to resolve. It really is important to check in every day, though, even if it's just for, 5 to 10 minutes, because a lot of the time, if customers have a question, they're not going to necessarily email you or even call. They're going to send you a Facebook message or post a comment or tweet at you and assume that that's the quickest, easiest way to get in touch. And a lot of the time, business people are still thinking in terms of, well, if it's really important, the customer will send me an email or they'll call. That feels to the customer like means of communication that would take more effort and be slower to get in touch with businesses. So it's funny, they kind of have each other backwards on that. So it's important just to check in every day and be attentive.
It's a lot easier for your customer to get information on your social media channels than it is to go to a website and find an email address. And you really just always want to make it easier for your customer in every aspect.
Stop checking Facebook, because we've got a little more show. Back after the break with Ashley Danford and Megan O'Day. I'm Monty Brule. This is Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website, startitup.guru, for more information.
Support comes from Rapid RMS, developing custom point-of-sale systems for retailers, restaurants, and direct sales organizations. Rapid RMS provides iPad and cloud-based solutions, including robust inventory management and reporting. Learn more at rapidrms.com. Support comes from Click, Click, Boom, designing mobile marketing and customer loyalty programs for businesses, nonprofits, and universities. Learn more at clickclickboommobile.com.
Is it important to have some sort of call to action when you interact with your customers? How often do you have to encourage physical meeting, or has social media, replaced the need for everybody to get together? I think people want to be on social media, but they don't really know what to say or what to ask.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. Whenever I start work on a new brand, I spend time playing with the brand's identity. So figuring out their voice, figuring out, how does this brand story tell? Because that's what social media is, it's storytelling. How does it talk? Why does it talk like that? Really just figuring out what the character of a certain brand is and pinpointing its ethos. So, figuring out how your brand talks, you want every piece of content you put out to kind of center around that voice. You want to have those pieces of content that don't necessarily have a call to action, that's just providing value to your customer. So whether that be educational or maybe it's just something funny, I always try to look out for things happening in pop culture that people are really like hanging on to. So I can see if like my brand can somehow jump in on that conversation. You always want to find conversations to jump in. And that's just, giving value. Like I said, connecting more with the people you're engaging with and trying to evoke that feeling. And then after you've done enough of that, that's when you jump in and you're like, hey, check out our sale going on. We're having 20% off. Click here to go to it. Or click here and learn why, you should get your shoes recobbled. You want calls to action for sure. Like if you don't have a call to action, then why are you using social media? But you also don't want every single post to be a call to action. Otherwise, it's just, me at the cocktail party and you're not engaging with your audience.
Well, and as far as what you were saying about branding and kind of fleshing out those brands, to keep going with the cocktail party metaphor, a lot of branding, it seems like this daunting process. A lot of people don't know what that means or how to go about doing it, which is why we have experts like Ashley to solve that problem for people. But if you're trying to do it on your own, it really is helpful to think about it like getting ready for that party. There's so many things you unconsciously do when you get ready to go out that tell the world all of these really important things about you. You plan a good outfit for the party, and what you wear to, say, a work networking mixer is going to be different than if you're going to Coyote Ugly. So you're going to present yourself differently in different situations. You're going to talk about different things at different situations. You're going to bring up different jokes with your boss than you would with your best girlfriends. And so you're subconsciously thinking about all of these things And you subconsciously know what to do when it's you and how you present yourself to the world. So all branding is kind of being aware and objective about those choices that you make for how you present yourself and then deciding how your brand would do it. It's kind of like giving your girlfriend fashion advice. No brand. You shouldn't wear those shoes to this party. Put those shoes down. You should wear this. And you should talk about this. And so you're giving your friend conversation pointers. You're just sort of planning that out for your company the way you would for your best friend.
Well, I'll jump on the cocktail party metaphor as well. At a cocktail party, I can look at the person with whom I'm speaking, and I can tell whether they're interested in talking to me or not interested in talking to me. How do you pick up on social cues on social media?
It can be hard online. People come across differently in print, and so you have to be aware that there is an extra barrier. And that with social media, you have to try a little bit harder for things to come across naturally. All of these things that Ashley and I are talking about that you do with your brand and the way that you talk online, there's so much work that goes on behind the scenes for it to appear effortless and natural and, you know, appealingly casual to the person on the other end. And it's so easy for things to come across the wrong way. Like, people should really never be sarcastic on the internet because it always comes across as much meaner than you may be intended. Humor is harder to get right with all those visual cues and the body language that we take for granted with in-person interactions. So to kind of hit that sweet spot, you just have to think really hard about what's going to cross the barrier and what's going to get stuck.
Yeah, and if I could tag on to that too, your engagement levels will show you if your audience is liking what you're saying or not. If you post something and it has 50 likes and 10 shares, and you have, and your following base is 800 people or whatever it may be, 1,000 people, chances are that was a pretty decent, you know, post that you made. And then maybe you post a different post and it gets 2 likes and no shares and people are, you know, unfollowing you, which you can easily check on Facebook. Chances are that wasn't a good piece of content. So it's really just like constantly analyzing what you've been doing. Okay, why did people really like that piece of content? And how can I replicate that again in a different way? Okay, why did people absolutely hate that piece of content? What did I do wrong? How can I improve it or make my point? How can I make my point more clear or connect with the person more to make them understand what I'm trying to say? So your audience will tell you if they like your content or not.
Exactly. Is there a company or organization in Chattanooga that you think is just killing it on social media? I mean, who would you say is doing a really good job at it?
I would think that Public House does a really awesome job on their social media. And for the past couple of years, they've just really understood what goes into great posts. They have contests. There's a good mix of photos and menu items. They have some really dedicated fans who are always posting and saying, you know, I love your pimento cheese. You know, the fried chicken is fantastic. I live for your macaroni and cheese. And that's exactly what you want, dedicated fans who come back to your business over and over, but are also willing to express how much they love you online. That's really the ultimate goal for any social media campaign or strategy, is to have your customers turn into brand evangelists who do your work for you. Always comes across as more believable if your customers are telling each other how awesome you are and you're not really having to bring yourself up so much. That's kind of the ideal.
Yeah, I would also say Southern Squeeze, a juice shop, does a fantastic job. Even before they opened, they had a huge social media following, and they do a great job on Instagram because obviously all their juices are very vibrant in color, and they just are really able to get in there and give value to their customer. And it's kind of the same thing. People are always like, oh, I loved your Zippy. It tastes great. You know, I want you to do this special or make more. You know, people are engaging with them, and they just do a great job of updating their content, making sure people know what's happening at the shop, if they're doing events, workshops, getting involved in the community. I think they do a very spectacular job as well.
Now, we've talked about how businesses can benefit by using social media, but like any tool, it can also have a dark side. So are there any absolute don'ts that you would caution our listeners about doing on social media?
It's so good to piggyback on things that are going on in pop culture, But you don't want to pick the wrong things. And I've seen a lot of brands online make huge missteps when there's a huge public tragedy, like a mass shooting or a school shooting or a natural disaster. Don't piggyback on that. You don't want to come across as callous or insensitive or even worse, as sort of this ghoulish, you know, trying to get likes while ignoring the tragedy. It just comes across as really insensitive in the worst way. So only piggyback on fun pop culture and nothing tragic. Another major no-no is writing posts without tailoring it to the platform. I see a lot of people who have just said, whenever Facebook updates, you can click a box that makes it so it automatically updates Twitter. But then your tweets don't look right because they're too long, because Facebook has a much longer word count. The URL says Facebook something something instead of another tiny URL format. And what that says is, I don't care enough to take the 5 extra seconds to come over and make sure this post looks right on Twitter. But I mean, it just doesn't come across well. It's like wearing a shirt that's too small. So I would always just take the time to write out your posts for each platform that you're going to post them on, and really tailor it to that platform's needs.
Yeah, so I guess don't put out half-hearted content out there. Really pay attention to the details. Really, if you're posting on Instagram, ask yourself, is this a picture that I would like if I came across on Instagram, or is it blurry and out of focus and weird? If you're shooting a video content, making sure that the background falls good and it portrays your brand and your brand guidelines well. You know, just really pay attention to details. Don't allow yourself to be lazy with your content.
If our listeners want to learn more about you and what you're up to, how can they do that?
I can be found at www.meganodea.com. It's MEGHANODEA.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. My handle for all social media accounts is MEODEA, MMIEODEA.
Yeah, you guys can find me at Ashley E. Danford, AshleyEDanford. And you can keep up with the Whiskey Women at The Whiskey Women and thewhiskeywomen.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you
for having us.
Are you a business owner with a field of dreams marketing strategy? Do you believe that just because you built it, they will come? Or perhaps you're a restaurant owner who's bought into the illusion of your initial success because you're the new shiny kid on the block. Well, today's show was about how you build a sustained marketing message and how you build a customer base, a real connection with that customer base, and a sense of community. I hope you'll really take this to heart and put some of these lessons into practice. You've been listening to Start It Up, and I'm your host, Monty Bruhl. Start It Up is a production of Bea Grizzly Media. Our executive producer is Suzanne Burnham. And remember, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. Come on.